My dear Lord Nrisingadev, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance. Not caring for the big cities and towns, they go to the Himalayas or the forest to meditate with vows of silence, Mounavrata. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet. Purport. This is the decision of the Vaishnav, the pure devotee of the Lord. For himself, he has no problems, even if he has to stay in this material world, because his only business is to remain in Krishna consciousness. The Krishna conscious person can go even to hell and still be happy. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, Naivodvijaya paradurachaya vaitaranya. O best of the great personalities, I am not at all afraid of material existence. The pure devotee is never unhappy in any condition of life. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 6:17-28. Narayana putpara sarve na kutaschana bibhyati svarga pavarga narakeshvapi tulyarta darshanaha. Devotees solely engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, never fear any condition of life. For them, the heavenly planets, liberation, and the hellish planets are all the same, for such devotees are interested only in the service of the Lord. For a devotee, being situated in the heavenly planets and being in the hellish planets are equal. For a devotee lives neither in heaven nor in hell, but with Krishna in the spiritual world. Om Jnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kodamayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha kolpitarubhyascha kripa sindhobhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Prayina Deva Munaya Svavimuktikama Monam Charanti Vijane naparartha nishta. Naitan vihaya kripanan vimumuksha eko nanyam tvadasya sharanam brahmato nupashe. Srila Prabhupada first makes this point that for the devotee there's no problem in this material world. The person who's fixed in Krishna consciousness, who's engaged always in pure devotional service, is always with Krishna by transcendental service. Whether he goes to heaven, whether he goes to hell, whether he stays here, wherever he is, he's with Krishna. Nakutaschana bibhyati, therefore he has nothing to fear. The secret of success for the devotee is not understood by the karmis and gyanis. Karmis, therefore, try to be happy by material adjustment, and gyanis want to be happy by becoming one with the Supreme. These are their two strategies for happiness. One, the strategy of the karmis, is to be happy by material enjoyment. Make some money, have some arrangement for sense gratification, and in this way be happy. And the gyanis have figured out that that doesn't work very well. So they're trying to be happy by some mental speculative method, aiming at liberation and oneness with the Supreme. Well, that's their strategy for happiness. The devotee has no such interest. He is not interested in so-called meditation in the Himalayas or the forest. Rather, his interest is in the busiest part of the world where he teaches people Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness movement was started for this purpose. We do not teach one to meditate in a secluded place just so that one may show that he has become very much advanced and may be proud of his so-called transcendental meditation, although he engages in all sorts of foolish materialistic activity. A Vaishnava like Prahlad Maharaj is not interested in such a bluff of spiritual advancement. Rather, he is interested in enlightening people in Krishna consciousness, because that is the only way for them to become happy. Prahlad Maharaj says clearly, Nanyam tvadasya sharanam brahmato anupashe. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. One wanders within the universe life after life, but by the grace of a devotee, a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can get the clue to Krishna consciousness, and then not only become happy in this world, but also return home back to Godhead. That is the real target in life. The devotee's convinced that no materialistic strategy will work. Nanyam tvadasya sharanam brahmato nupashe. He sees that everyone is wandering. Brahmata means wandering around aimlessly in this material world, and there's no way for them to be happy without taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. This is the vision of the devotee. That Krishna consciousness is available. One gets the clue of Krishna consciousness by the grace of a devotee. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement are not at all interested in so-called meditation in the Himalayas or the forest, where one will only make a show of meditation. Nor are they interested in opening many schools for yoga and meditation in the cities. Rather, every member of the Krishna consciousness movement is interested in going door to door to convince people about the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. That is the purpose of the Hare Krishna movement. This is one of many places in Srila Prabhupada's books where he specifically makes this point. Going door to door. There are so many houses. In each house, some bewildered, conditioned souls are living. And the devotee goes from door to door to try to give people the message of Krishna. This method has been going on since as long as anyone can remember. The saintly persons go from door to door requesting, please become Krishna conscious. Or they go in the role of beggars. The sannyasis, sages, would go to the house of the householder and beg some milk, some flour, some fruit. But their real purpose is to give spiritual enlightenment, to give people the opportunity for Krishna consciousness, to give them the opportunity to get the clue of devotional service. For that reason, he goes from door to door. And still that method is available. The doors are still there, and the devotees of Krishna can go from door to door and request people, please give a contribution, please take this book, please chant Hare Krishna. Simple strategy and effective also. Therefore, Prabhupada's mentioning it again and again. Door to door. Go door to door and request people. Please hear something about Krishna, read something about Krishna, do some devotional service for Krishna. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement must be fully convinced that without Krishna, one cannot be happy. Thus, the Krishna conscious person avoids all kinds of pseudo-spiritualists, transcendentalists, meditators, monists, philosophers, and philanthropists. These are all people who have solutions to the problems of life. And the devotee is convinced that these solutions are useless. The philanthropist will accomplish nothing. The philosopher will go around in circles. The monists will merge and come down. The meditators will bewilder themselves. The pseudo-spiritualists and transcendentalists will not reach the goal of life. The Krishna-conscious person is convinced of this. Therefore, he avoids that kind of association. And he associates with devotees. But Navimuktikama, he's not interested in his own sense gratification or his own liberation. The Prayina Deva Munaya Svavimuktikama, most of the munis are interested in that. They're interested in their own liberation from material existence. If there are any munis. Munis are hard to come by. Mostly people are sense gratifiers or just speculators, but not serious munis. Manusyanam sahasreshu. Out of thousands and thousands and thousands, maybe there's someone who's serious. And those munis are generally interested in their own enlightenment. Svavimuktikama. Monam charanti. Therefore, they accept vows of silence, and they move about vijane. Where there aren't any people, they go off to the Himalayas, or they go look for some peaceful place in the wilderness or in the woods for their own meditation, their own peace, their own enlightenment. Not pararthanishta, and they're not interested in trying to uplift others. They're interested in their own project, their own emancipation from material existence. Naitan vihaya kripanan vimumuksha eko. But Prahlad Maharaj says, I don't want to do that. Kripanan, there are these foolish misers. And I don't want to attain liberation, leaving them aside, ignoring them, and going back to Godhead alone. That's not my desire. I see that they have no hope but to surrender to you. And therefore, my desire is to act for their welfare. This is the spirit of Prahlad Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada showed this same spirit in the a preface or foreword for an early edition of Srimad Bhagavatam published in India. Prabhupada quoted this verse. Maybe it's still there in the Western edition. He said, they see that we're doing business, it seems like, in the guise of the dress of the renounced order. We're going to the paper mills. We're going to the printers. He said, so it seems that we've taken up business in the dress of the renounced order. But our real business is to try to spread the message of Krishna, following in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had this same vision. He was not simply interested in his own family happiness or in his own spiritual realization. He had a big family and was well posted and so on. He could have simply enjoyed family happiness. But his interest was not in family happiness. His interest was in devotional service to Krishna. So he could have performed devotional service in the context of family life and been a serious devotee. But that also was not his goal. He wanted to spread Krishna consciousness to others. Therefore, he wrote books, songs, held meetings, organized programs for spreading Krishna consciousness, just sent books abroad to foreign countries. In so many ways, tried to engage people in the service of Krishna, to spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya so that they could become Krishna conscious. He was also going door to door. He identified properly the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in Sridham Mayapur, and wanted to establish a temple there And for that purpose, he was going door to door, asking everyone, please give something. He was a big man. The magistrate, in those days especially, was a very big post. There were limits to how high you could go if you were Indian and not British. So to be a magistrate was a very high post. Even today, to be a magistrate is a very respectable position. District magistrate is a big man. But he took up the role of beggar, going house to house. Please give something. Please give something. Twofold purpose. The temple has to be built. And those who on whose doors he would knock would get the opportunity to render devotional service and would hear something about Krishna, about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the our legacy. In some families, the legacy is that you inherit the business, you inherit money. Of course, we've inherited so much, but one thing we've inherited is the business of begging. To beg people, please, 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 hear something about Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, read something about Krishna, contribute something for the service of Krishna. And benefit. The Krishna conscious person is convinced that, all right, this man has so much money, he has such a nice house, his wife and family are so nice, and he's suffering like a dog because he's forgotten his relationship with Krishna. Whatever happiness there may seem to be is superficial, insubstantial, illusory. The happiness is the gateway to suffering only. He looks happy for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but he's wandering from lifetime to lifetime, sometimes in a human body, sometimes a dog's body. And in lifetime after lifetime, he's out of his natural position. And therefore he can't be happy. He's disconnected from Krishna and trying to enjoy independently. And therefore he can't be happy. Whatever he invents for his happiness will fail. Whatever he invents for his happiness will fail. The devotee is convinced of this. It's not theoretical dogma. But he's convinced by practical experience, by philosophical understanding, that this material world is, as Maharaj was mentioning yesterday, Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. It's a place of misery where nothing lasts anyway. Even if I think I've found something, it blows away in the next moment. And then I'm disappointed, frustrated. So the devotee knows that the only solution is to surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna, to revive our Krishna consciousness. And therefore he dedicates himself to that project, that mission of enabling others to become Krishna conscious. He's always thinking, how to uplift them, how to bring them to the lotus feet of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is in so many ways thinking and thinking. And not only thinking and thinking, but doing practical activities to engage others. And we're trying to continue that same project following in the parampara system. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? Did Prabhupada have an English editor when he brought the first canto? No. He apologized in the introduction to the book. Our attempt to present this great work, Srimad Bhagavatam, especially in a foreign language, will be fraught with difficulties, he said, but we're hopeful of its favorable reception on the basis of the verse in Srimad Bhagavatam that literature glorifying the name, qualities, pastimes, and so on of the Supreme Lord are a transcendental creation meant to bring about a revolution in the misdirected life of the world. And therefore it will be heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. Srila Prabhupada's original Bhagavatams are full of mistakes in grammar, mistakes in spelling, mistakes in punctuation. Sometimes there's type set upside down or backwards. There are so many shortcomings from the materialistic point of view. And yet Prabhupada published it with the hope or conviction that it would have a transcendental effect, regardless of any material